Thank you for calling Humana. All calls are monitored and recorded for quality and training purposes. Mm-hmm. Our goal is to route you to the area that can serve you best. If you know your party's 7-digit number, please press 1. If you are a Medicare member or calling in regards to a Medicare member, press 2. If you are a commercial member or calling in regards to a commercial member, press 3. If you need assistance, please remain on the line for the next available operator.
I didn't hear it. Okay.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for calling Humana. My name is Tricia. How may I direct your call today?
Tricia? Is that what you said?
My name is Tricia. Uh-huh.
Okay, that's a cool name. I like that. My name is James Martin Driscoll. I think his middle name is in there. I'm on Facebook with your Humana administrator, healthcare administrator page. I'm on there because my rep, the insurance rep, she blocked me on Facebook for no reason, or she hadn't given me a reason. And I received a birthday card in the mail yesterday. And like I said, she blocked me on Facebook for no apparent reason. So I'm a little insulted that I got a birthday card that doesn't address that I sent her also an email, to try to clarify this. I'm being ignored by my rep, and it seems to also be apparent that the Humana administrator is also ignoring me. So I need to go above them somehow. This is on Facebook. I realize it's social media. But I'm trying to get my health care plan a little verifier, a little more test, trustworthy. I've tried 2 separate times to get a good, trustworthy HIV care doctor. I reset the primary and then did a referral. And my birthday here is coming up on the 1st, and I'm doing it for the 3rd time, and I have no backing anywhere, from outside of this, just doctor interface and then referral. I need to have somehow Humana acknowledge my story and get involved so I can secure a trustworthy relationship. That's what I need. I don't know where you get that from yet.
Okay, you said you need to talk to someone to develop a trustworthy relationship.
My doctor, yeah. I don't want to get into the details of the doctor. My last doctor terminated me unfairly. He terminated me when I tried to get him involved in some communications to the CDC director, above in the CDC director. And instead, and their clinic themselves had a Twitter account. So I was not doing anything outside of normalcy, but what he did is terminated my care. And I just at a whimsical, he can't do that. It's against the American Journal of Ethics to do that, that the doctor has a fiduciary responsibility to repair the relationship. And instead of repairing the relationship, he went further and filed harassment charges on me. So, I need to have some sort of trust that it doesn't get out of whack like that. And then it progresses forward properly. I've had some problems with this. I want some backing from, so I just don't get terminated from my care. It's not right.
Okay, so as far as, with your insurance, do you know which plan that you have so your plan is with Humana, is that correct?
Yes, I can get my card if you want, in my wallet, wherever my wallet, yeah. I can get my card now.
Well, I just wanted to ask which plan that you have, okay. So I can maybe get you over to that department.
Okay, hold on, let me turn the light on. I got your number from the Facebook page, so I'm, traveling the routes of the, hold on.
I understand.
I want to have a discussion with somebody about this matter that I can trust the result of that discussion is holds. It's basically a trustworthy function that I have a counsel, some sort of counsel, in case I get into a problem again. Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready for the phone number.
My phone number is, I think you have the...
No, not your phone number. I'm talking about the phone number of the... Department, the number on the back of your card.
Okay, I'm sure. I thought you
meant the phone number on the back of the card.
Okay, so it's the member provider service, it says 800-457-4708. So I just dialed that, right?
No, this is the corporate switchboard.
Okay, well, see, what I'm trying to do is get the person who was involved in the Humana Healthcare Administrator Facebook page to continue their conversation online. That's what I would like, and to acknowledge what I'd sent, the content that I'd sent. To have a conversation online like normal people do.
Okay. All right, I understand.
Okay.
Okay, so the number is 800-457-4708.
Okay.
Is that the phone number that you have?
4708, yeah. 457.
Okay, let me try people.
Okay.
Let me try to see if I can try to over.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay.
No problem.
Okay.
One moment. Mm-hmm. All right, one moment for your transfer. Thank you so much for calling Humana.
Thank you.
Para Español, marque nueve. Calls may be recorded for quality assurance. We know these are difficult times, and we're here for you. Humana is waiving co-pays, co-insurance, and deductibles for in-network primary care, outpatient and non-facility behavioral health appointments, and telehealth visits for Medicare Advantage members for the rest of 2020. If you have any questions, feel free to visit Humana.com or ask our member care representatives for more information. Let's find out why you're calling today. You can say anything. For example, is my medication covered, or I need to find a doctor. Go ahead, whenever you're ready.
Security.
Let's just continue for now. Are you a member?
Yes. Yes.
To get started, what's...
Yes.
You'd like to speak with an agent, right?
Yes.
One moment, please.
Mm-hmm.
Information provided is subject to the limitations, terms, and conditions of your active Humana plan. Just a moment while I transfer you.
All of our representatives are busy assisting other customers. Your estimated wait is 8 minutes or longer.
Okay,
to better serve your health care needs, we are now open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Please hold for the next available representative, or if it is more convenient for you, please call back after 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, or on Saturday or Sunday. For 24-hour access to information, such as claims history, eligibility, Humana's drug list, physician finder, or health news and information, please visit www.humana.com today.
App to your mobile device. We care about you being the best you can be. Scheduling an annual wellness visit and talking with your doctor about preventive screenings ensures you stay healthy. If you don't have a primary doctor but want to find a new one, visit Humana.com/find a doctor or ask our helpful representatives about this today. Medications are important to keeping you healthy and maintaining your best life. Did you know that missing even one dose per week can interfere with the way your medicine works? From a simple weekly pill container to customized adherence reminders, make sure that you're getting the most from your medicine to live your healthiest life. Learn more at MyHumana.com or ask our helpful representatives about the programs available to you today.
Yeah.
Thank you.
directly to your home to save you time and money. Limitations, copayments, and restrictions apply. Ask your representative or go to Humana.com to learn more today.
Most people are not in the... Most people are not... They'll come in here.
If you've already registered for My Humana, that's great news. If you haven't, please go to MyHumana.com today and register as a new user. Or download our app to your mobile device. It's fast, easy, and can save you time and money.
This little chubby hole.
Need care fast? As a Humana member, you have access to thousands of urgent care and clinics around the country.
You guys are absolutely mad at me.
Humana.com to learn more today.
All of you guys are absolutely mad at me.
Registered members can chat live with the customer service representative on MyHumana.com. If you haven't registered yet, visit us today.
Absolutely.
Shot, please consider getting one to keep yourself and the ones you love healthy this flu season. Be sure to visit a participating provider and show your Humana ID card. Limitations, copayments, and restrictions may apply. We understand your time is valuable, and we're committed to making your payment process simple and easy to access. To make a one-time payment or manage recurring payments anytime, night or day, you can go to Humana.com/pay or download the My Humana app to your mobile device. We care about you being the best you can be. Scheduling an annual wellness visit and talking with your doctor about preventive screenings ensures you stay healthy. If you don't have a primary doctor or want to find a new one, visit Humana.com/find a doctor or ask our helpful representative.
You there? Hello?
Thank you for calling Humana.
God, I can barely hear
Humana.
You.
My name is Beth.
It's cracking up. Say that again. Hello?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay, my name is Beth. Thank you for calling Humana. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm okay, I have an urgent need to get a supplemental assurance, and that's assurance, by some staff that I can carry on a proper relationship with my HIV doctor when it comes time to get that in a couple weeks. I'm going to describe to you right now that I'm on Facebook. And on Facebook, if you know Facebook, you can comment on the logo. So I'm in the middle of a comment. I'm going to read you the comment that I'm writing right now so that you understand. Say, Humana, I see that you're present and do answer questions, so they're above here, in this. The best spot to make this debate. Most people don't venture into this little cubbyhole. All of you guys are absolutely maddening. I demand that I am able to given the opportunity and the human rights to carry a conversation on forward, not to have a conversation get blocked or ghosted until the matter is discussed. Now, that's my introduction to you now. I need to have the following. I've already attempted this twice, and it's failed. I've reset my primary, so I have a new primary, and I need an HIV referral that I can trust. I can describe you why the failure, but I don't, you know, two out of three here, this is the third time. I have no way to trust the relationship I have, you know, the forward. So I want to make sure that you guys understand what I'm needing, and that I can call you, you know, with a discussion and have a discussion. Like, everywhere I go online and everywhere I go in all of this, y'all just scamper away and don't talk to me. That's not right, and I'm getting rather upset. Okay, it's not your fault. I'm not upset with you, but I'm actually shaking and nervous upset. I have not had my HIV care doctor since March of 2019. He ended up filing, he broke the relationship up, and he had a fiduciary, that's the AMA, Journal of Ethics, fiduciary responsibility to repair the relationship between us. He did not do that. And then I continued to fax him because he's supposed to. And he then took it to the next level and filed harassment charges on me unjustly. And I had, you know, tried to defend that. But he continued to fill my medicine all through this. But I'm telling you, I can't secure a relationship with a doctor because of several factors. And all of which, I'm not doing anything illegal, nothing wrong. It's the doctor's paradigm side that he needs to adjust himself or whatever. I need to have an open and honest relationship with my doctor about gang stalking. And that's what I need. There's a National Institutes of Health a paper now online as of April 6th. I'm actually, you know, that is what I need. And I need to have it discussed in a forum somewhere that I get gang stalked in the community. And I'm like I said, I have not had my doctor. I bring this matter up and I get cut out of the discussion. And that is a fact, and it's not right, and I don't know what to do about it, and I can't trust that it won't happen again. And I'm like I said, I'm actually physically shaking nervous about this. I need one of you to step forward and have a discussion with me. Your boss, you know, wherever I go, I need a referral, because I know it's not you, I'm not nothing personally, but I need to have somebody with a little bit of authority to assure me in a format, you know, an actual written format, not some off of line, and have it stick. Please. I'm upset now. I'm going to let you talk. Please. I don't know what to do about this.
I understand. We want to help you out. Like I said, that's really unfair.
Yeah.
To you on your part. So what I need from you first is a little bit of information so I can pull up your account.
Okay.
And I'm going to find you another provider, someone that
My rep blocked me on Facebook, so she cut me out, and then she sent me a birthday card. Are you going to fix this? I didn't, you know, there's nothing preventing us to talking on Facebook, right? And then my email, no response. So something's wrong here. So I got my member card, if you need my member number. Is that what you need?
Yes.
Okay. So it's member number H6207-67981.
Okay. I'm pulling up your account.
Okay.
Your first and last name?
James Driscoll.
Okay. And can you verify your date of birth?
September 1st, 1965.
Perfect. Okay, give me one moment, okay?
Okay.
develop your account.
Okay. My birthday is the 1st, and it's also the date that I'm resetting my physician. I've already got a doctor. But it's the referral to the next step that gets messed up a little bit.
Have a birthday coming up.
Yeah. Just,
happy early birthday.
Thank you. I haven't had an HIV doctor since March of 2019, although he was filling my medicine up until April 10th. He died. He must have realized he was wrong, but he wouldn't admit it because he was filling my medicine. I told him I had nowhere to go to get my doctor care. Because I had already went down to the public health, they did the same thing to me. I'm being gang-stalked, which if you don't know the term, I can explain it to you, but there's a National Institutes of Health document online now. You know, it's online, and it's about gang-stalking. It proves the existence of gang-stalking, and I'm trying to get the police involved, and they do the same thing. I need a health directive, and I need some assistance in fighting the gang-stalking that is occurring to me. It's a slight, there's people out on the, but I'm one of the ones that this health initiative document that covers falls under. So I need to bring this into my medical health and take command of the material, and take into the lead. I realize it's just dated April 6th. That's still a few months ago. And it's, when do you put this into priority when they're on there? I don't know. But I would like to get this into a function so I can feel safe to have doctor care. Please. It's important. It's really made me really, really, really upset.
So what I'm
going to
do is
I'm going to
go ahead and pull up and find you a
physician first. Okay, I have one assigned already. I did that. I can't call them until the 1st. But whatever you think, I already have a new doctor on my file, right? It was assigned about a week and a half ago. My rep. Yeah, I used email. Fine for what she wanted to do, but when it comes to my business, which is related to healthcare, she cuts me off. I don't understand you guys. It doesn't make any sense to have no communications to bring forward this situation because it's a National Institutes of Health document now. You guys are being absolutely insane, maddening on the logic on this. I want my care with Humana, but if you do not do this, I'm going to have to find another insurance. And they're going to do the same thing. Take it. I'm upset. I'm really upset. I'm seriously upset because none of you are listening to me. You're listening to a narrative that is that's not true. Yes, what? What, ma'am?
Yes, I'm just trying to understand exactly okay. What you need me to do right now.
I want you to this is what I would like to have happen. I have a conversation that has not been confirmed on Facebook. Let me go ahead and just send what I have here on the thing. I'm going to go back to the page of okay, in a second here. Okay, so three page, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, I'll rewrite it. It doesn't matter. I can't get it to unlock. Of course, everything is a mess up. Okay. Just hang up here. Hang on. I can't get it to... Okay. I'm on your main Facebook page, Humana, or facebook.com/Humana. And it's under the logo. If you've ever been on Facebook, you can comment under comments, but that's the main logo. It's the green Humana logo. And Facebook allows people to comment in there. So and that's where I'm at. But on Messenger, I have an ongoing, there, finally, God, what's so slow about that? I have content that I just started to describe to Humana, and, you know, they're supposed to respond in a couple hours. Well, now it's been over a day now. So they were there, they looked at it, and then they just disappeared. So they're not going to come back. My experience, they're not going to come back to this conversation, whoever it is. If you can figure out who that is and let me fit, actually, voice talk to them, I'll talk to them if you can do that. Do you know who that person is?
I don't. We do have a social care line. I'm trying to see exactly if I have a number for them. That way we can get that reported.
Okay.
And have someone reach out to
them. There's a conversation that I began, and the, you know, in Facebook Messenger, there's a pointer that follows the conversation down. I don't know if you're familiar with Facebook or not. If you are, then you can stop me anytime. There's a pointer that follows them down. And so it's stalled. So it stalled for what reason? They didn't comment in the regard to it. They didn't say anything to me. But everything I'm doing is perfectly legal. There's nothing, anything I'm doing that is out of line. It may not be used to it, but it does not make it improper or illegal. So they have to deal with it. They have to deal with it. And when people don't deal with it, I don't have a doctor because the doctor doesn't deal with it. Nobody deals with it, and they cut me off in services. That is completely wrong. And it's intolerable, unacceptable, and I deserve better than that.
Yes, okay. Sir, you do.
Thank you.
One second, I'll try to figure out what we can do, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. One moment, please.
Okay.
Limitations, co-payments, and restrictions may apply. Understand your time is valuable, and we're committed to making your payment process simple and easy to access. To make a one-time payment or manage recurring payments anytime, night or day, you can go to humana.com/pay or download the My Humana app to your mobile device. You being the best you can be. Scheduling an annual wellness visit and talking with your doctor about preventive screenings ensures you stay healthy. If you don't have a primary doctor or want to find a new one, visit humana.com/find a doctor or ask our helpful representatives about this today. Medications are important to keeping you healthy and maintaining your best life. Did you know that missing even one dose per week can interfere with the way your medicine...
Hello? Still there?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for being patient. We should get some more information on what we can do with proper steps we can take, okay?
Okay.
Some help.
Do I need to take notes of it? By the way, I didn't tell you I'm call recording. All of my calls are recorded. It has nothing to do with this specific thing. It just so happens that it's recorded. I have all my calls recorded because I'm a targeted individual of gang stalking. So that's why I'm recording it. It has nothing to do with, you know, this particular thing. You're just caught up in it. Okay? The call is being recorded. So go ahead.
I understand. Thank you for letting me know that.
Yeah.
Okay. And so I'm just trying to figure out exactly who can I get you to that way.
Okay.
Humana,
it says healthcare administrator. So my healthcare administrator, her name is Wilson, that the ID for her is This Agent Cares, and I have her name here, but she blocked me on Facebook, and you guys have a Facebook interface to and the agent. So she didn't give me a reason why she blocked me on Facebook. Now, a Humana person didn't block me on Facebook, but he's just, he or she is not going to come back to this conversation. I just know. That doesn't make sense. But it's the Facebook Healthcare Administrator account on Facebook. There's a person in Humana that handles the activity. And there's a department. I don't know how it's organized there. But I would like to talk to that person.
Okay, give me one moment. I'm trying to find that bit number for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you for being patient.
I told the other, when I was in chat, it's been here 5 hours to get this clarified. And so it's not about that.
Right. I understand. Give me one moment, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
To avoid the wait, registered members can chat live with a customer service representative on myhumana.com. If you haven't registered yet, visit us today. Had your flu shot, please consider getting one to keep yourself and the ones you love healthy this flu season. Be sure to visit a participating provider and show your Humana ID card. Limitations, co-payments, and restrictions may apply. Understand your time is valuable, and we're committed to making your payment process simple and easy to access. To make a one-time payment or manage recurring payments anytime, night or day, you can go to humana.com/pay or download the My Humana app to your mobile device. You being the best you can be. Scheduling an annual wellness visit and talking with your doctor about preventive screenings ensures you stay healthy. If you don't have a primary doctor or want to find a new one, visit humana.com/find a doctor or ask our helpful representatives about this today. Are important to keeping you healthy and maintaining your best life. Did you know that missing even one dose per week can interfere with the way your medicine works? From a simple weekly pill container to customized adherence reminders, make sure that you're getting the most from your medicine to live your healthiest life. Learn more at myhumana.com or ask our helpful representatives about the programs available to you today. Limitations, co-payments, and restrictions apply. Ask your representative or go to humana.com to learn more today.
Yeah, Yeah.
Make sure you're still there.
Yeah.
Okay. And just making sure, like I said, I am trying to handle this. I do have a callback number.
Okay.
For you, this starting 909.
Yes, 909-763-8481.
Okay.
And are you still staying on this call?
I'm gonna lose you.
Are you still staying on this call now?
Yes,
or are you?
Yes, I am. Yes,
okay.
I am.
I'm all right, I got it. That's fine.
There.
That's fine. Thank you.
No problem.
And into the problem with this. Are you still there? Okay. The problem with this is there's no consulate. You know what a consulate is? That's a place to go. There's no consulate that I can find in the greater of our society. And this is new information. If you go, I can quote from the article, but it basically is an article, controversial element of people being gang-stalked on the internet that is attributed to a mental illness condition of the people who are claiming this. Well, this article disproves that, and it actually proves that there are people being gang-stalked, which I've been gang-stalked for 15 years. I've been gang-stalked. I've had 3 cars stolen. They're actually taken out, and stolen. Now, I didn't steal my own cars. I'm just giving you one example.
Right.
I don't care what other people are doing, and it doesn't matter. They gang stalk me. And I come to the conclusion and make it this way instead of trying to decipher it the other way. So if you're online, you're online with a social print on social media or on dating apps, for a while, it takes time to do this. It's not instantaneous. But over a period of time, people out there that don't like you coalesce. They find each other. And then when they find each other, take it to the next level, they form a group mind or a hive mind or a gang, group, a coalition, which is the next word of, coalition, and thus begins the problem. And now everybody across social media could have that occur. I have that occur. Now, how it's done otherwise, all the different other parameters doesn't matter. Just that alone happens, and it doesn't need the internet. The internet is just a layer of it. This stuff has been going on for years and years and years and years and years. So that what I just said happens, and that happens with me. So I can take it out of all the other reference. There are people who probably are a little mentally ill in these stories. That may be, but don't compare their stories to mine and terminate my conversation without a conversation. That's not right in any way. So I appreciate you listening to me, but all it takes is enough people, members of the community, to get together online, the haters, haters, and start a coalition and start a targeted campaign against somebody, and that's what happens with me. So I'm sorry.
I'm just listening. To
yeah, it's very simple. It's very simple to understand it from that point of view. So it's very simple. The term is called gang stalking. And they have a research paper on NIH, NIH.gov. It's the repository for all of the healthcare doctors, or documents. And I can give you the URL, but it's better to give the URL in the Facebook exchange, which I've already done. I can start reading what I have on the conversation, above this. wherever it is, and on my other, I've already started that. I started that, and a couple other things. But it's almost been 24 hours ago. It was 4 o'clock. It's now 1 o'clock. 3 hours. It's Friday. I want to try to get something accomplished, and that's why I called you. So I'm taking this into reference that I am trying to get this taken care of by my birthday, which is Tuesday, so I can have some security when I make my choices that they're not going to fall through at a whim and I have no doctor again. Something has to be done here. Something of an assurance, you know, not insurance, but assurance that I have the right to my care and it can't be just arbitrarily terminated by the doctor who's acting wrong, which is what happened already. So I'm typing in one hand. So have you found what you're looking for? Or do you have Facebook? I mean, do you have your own Facebook interface there at work?
I don't. I do have the actual Facebook page for Humana pulled up. I was looking, actually trying to find the comment of what you were saying or where you were trying to talk to somebody.
Okay. Well, I'm in the middle of the edit, so I went back into edit. So God. I lost it just now because apparently. Okay, it didn't update. It says unable to send. Unable to send. Send comment. So, hello? Unable to send comment. I don't know why. I can show you. I can copy. Hold on. Shit. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
I have. Oh God, you guys, it's ridiculous. Okay, now I'm gonna see if the Humana page blocked my access. Hello, on the main page.
Yes, sir.
No, on the main page. Hello, it's there. So something happened. I don't know what happened. I lost my comment. So I'm gonna go on. I'm gonna do a. It was a little long. So I'm gonna go back to the Humana logo. You know, it's the logo. The logo right next to it. Okay, it's still showing comments. So I'm going to go. Okay.
Now, was this a comment on the post or this is
no.
A chat?
Okay, the top banner of the banner, right? And then there's the logo. The logo, if you actually click the logo, you can go into the logo and you can comment on it. Okay, so I don't know why it's stuck. Let's see. I'm trying. So, where it says at Humana Healthcare Administrator, the round circle, click on the round circle. Okay. Okay. I'm gonna do another comment. Is it the comments? Okay. Hello. I'm gonna type hello. Okay, it's having trouble. It's saying it's having trouble completing the request, so I'm going to have to refresh this. Something, I don't know. Technological glitch in the middle of something, just because it's doing that. So I'm going to refresh the page. Like I said, I'm not sure. So I'm going to refresh my page, and I'm going to use the comment button, and I'm going to type. See, I don't have a comment button anymore. They took my access away from the page. I don't have a comment page comment anymore. I can't comment on this page anymore. They took it off. So why did they take my comment off? I'm not doing anything wrong. What is wrong with this situation, ma'am? We're in the middle of talking right now, and I now cannot comment on your Humana page.
I actually have no idea. I'm reading through it now so we can start an investigation.
I haven't done anything wrong or illegal. Cite the rule that I'm violating. Say what rule I am violating. Make me aware of what I'm doing wrong. That's a proper thing. But just arbitrarily blocking me and shoving me off to nowhere? That's what you're doing. That's what has happened just in the moment of this call. You, the administrator, doesn't like me for what I said. And I said to him, I'm trying to get this taken care of. I didn't do anything. I want Facebook right now. I'm involving Facebook. I'm going to note the time and date, and that you there, I would like your last name, please, just to have it for the record. Can I get your last name?
Jackson.
Okay, so what was your first name? Jackson, this is your last name.
Destiny.
Okay, you're going to have to slow down. Okay, okay, your first name is?
Destiny.
Destiny. Destiny. And your last name? Jackson, right?
Jackson.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you are an employee on Facebook that is can't see my comment because I had it in edit mode. When I tried to update it, it was blocked. The administrator of Humana put a block on my account ID. My ID is in the mind way. I'll spell it out. INTHEMINDWAY. It's under my real name. There is no content, no offense, no violation, no nothing that would allow the Humana administrator to arbitrarily put a block against me from commenting into and having a conversation with whomever it is about what I've described to you in this call. This call is being recorded and will be put into that record. I appreciate your time. If you would like to make an official visit to, you know, all of this and figure it out, you can find me on, I'm going to give you my Twitter account so you get out of here for a minute. My Twitter ID is @GRUWUP. That stands for Great Reasons Us Will Unite Peace, and is pronounced Grew Up. That's my Twitter account. And it's on this call recording and for the record. I appreciate your time, Destiny, but see, there's something here suspicious. There's something fishy going on here. I'm not responsible. Somebody else is responsible. There is something fishy here. You're going to get reported, not you specifically, but this situation is going to get reported to the FBI now because of this. I actually did not do anything wrong at all. You know, the whole thing is I was so cautious. I have an internet domain. So what? Everybody has internet domains. I'm using my internet domain to serve files and to serve references to this problem. So what? I have the right to do that. Because I'm doing that, that's dangerous to the problem. There is a conspiracy here. And I can prove it. Release the conspiracy so I can have my doctor care, please, Humana. Thank you. You are absolutely outrageous. Thank you, Destiny. I had to get that out of there. You guys are outrageous, and the person who did that is in violation of U.S. Code 18242, conspiracy rights, and maybe 241 and 242, that you're guilty of conspiracy, sir. Or ma'am, whoever that is, you acted with a human action against me for no apparent reason. You're involved in a conspiracy. I have nothing further to say. Thank you. Have a nice day, and I'll try to have a nice birthday.
Please do try to relax.
I have my ability to perform my emotional presence, and if I can do that, I'm all right. Thank you, Destiny Jackson. Have a nice day. This is a situation that is very much real, so thank you. All right. I love that that just happened all out real time. I just love it.
No problem. All right.
I would like you to hang the call up.
Me?
I would like you to hang the call up just to for for
me. Oh, I'm not allowed to hang the
phone. Okay, okay. I didn't know that. I'll hang it up. No problem. Have a nice day.
You're fine.
Bye.
Okay. You as well.
Oh, there it comes.